Welcome back to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ethan Jr.
How's it going, Ethan?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
How you been?
Not too bad. What's up with that big smile on your face?
It occurred to me this is the first time that you and I will be talking about the challenge where we didn't talk about it before the podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I guess you're kind of right.
I don't know what your thoughts are on this episode. You don't know what mine are.
Well, we talked about it a little bit.
Like a second,
you were
though.
Like, it's great. I watched it twice.
Yeah. And then you watched it twice, and now here we are.
Mm-hmm. So, should we jump right in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Troika. Zach, Tony, Kayla.
Yes. What a troika. First of all, what an episode. Yeah. One for the record books.
Yeah, you said right off the bat that you loved it. It's a great one.
Record books, for sure.
Like, it, so much happened in it. It feels like it was like an hour and a half,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they packed a lot of punch into this.
They really did.
Yeah, and they didn't balk at the cliffhangers. They, like, followed through with the whole episode.
Yeah. Now, they didn't have, like, a big challenge.
Right.
It was all something that led up to an elimination.
Right.
But that's fine.
But still, you know? it felt full.
Yeah, there was plenty to do in this episode.
Yeah.
So, once we name the Troika, Devin gets right into it.
Right.
Of begging the Troika to at least include bananas into the Inquisition.
Yeah. Because last week where we left, Devin's in the elimination. He's voted into the elimination. Mm-hmm. He wants to go after bananas. And the best part for me of last week was him taunting bananas at the end. Do you know what I mean? Saying, how's it going to feel when all your friends betray? It's like he saw the future.
And I also loved how he was like talking about how he was going to smash bananas. Yeah. And even bananas was like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up,
yeah, like
you
that
idiot.
Smile on his face.
But like he just kept going at him. He would not relent. He would not.
It was great.
Back down.
It was great. And it really paid off. I mean, like, the payoff was fantastic.
Absolutely. Not to get ahead of ourselves
right.
or anything.
Okay, so the Troika, Zach, Tony, and Kayla.
Zach's not going to vote bananas.
Right.
Kayla, she's going to vote.
Yeah,
she's willing.
She has her own bananas vendetta
after last week. Willing. Devin didn't have to push too hard. Tony, on the other hand, was going to be the hard one, but he was surprisingly receptive.
Right.
When Devin starts bringing this up, he's at least willing to think about it.
Yeah, and let's take a moment to chart Tony's history on the challenge, if we can. He's gone from the ne'er-do-well underdog, in his own way, saboteur of his own self. He's really come into his own so far this season. He's won two challenges strictly on his back. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He seems more focused. He's not making stupid mistakes like he used to. He's not drinking. He's not getting into arguments.
He first started coming just to party,
right.
Hookup.
Right.
Know. Then he realized what kind of big business this could potentially be.
And this is the first time I've actually believed him where he says things like, I'm doing this for my family. And you can see that the motivation is leading the action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He seems aligned. So he's grown. Like, had this whole power move thing happened two seasons ago, it never would have, you know, he never would have voted bananas in. He's just come into a place where he sees his obstacles for winning the money. And he's a little bit more clear-headed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, about his journey, which I really liked. I'm rooting for Tony this year because he's come in athletic, he's come in hungry, he's come in focused and motivated.
He's a little more clear-headed, but yeah, certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
He could do good this season. Like, he has been
he
so
could.
Far. Like, and I don't know. I hope you don't know something that I don't.
Know. I knew one spoiler this whole season, and it was for this episode. And it was a hard spoiler to learn, sadly. And it was an accidental spoiler because someone posted it on Reddit. But yeah.
And then you told me.
I didn't tell you. I asked if you wanted to know. And you said no. And I said, I wish I could have been you. Okay, so then Devin starts talking to Tony, who's surprisingly receptive to the idea of sending bananas in against Devin. And I think nobody really believes that Devin can take out bananas, like truly. And that's where the conflict is.
That's true. And also they probably think like, fine, we'll just throw him into the Inquisition, but that doesn't mean that he's going in
right.
to the ring,
right.
you know?
Right. A perfect storm, like yeah. they describe, a perfect storm.
Yeah, so, like, once the Troika puts in Bananas, Leroy, and Nelson, Devin goes into phase two.
Yeah.
Which is just rattling chains.
And right, right.
Rocking Bananas' ship. So, essentially, this is where he tells Nelson that Bananas and Kaylee have hooked up on the show, have secretly hooked up.
Right. And let's lead up to that really quick, because there's a couple things I wanted to say before we get there.
Okay.
Which is, the way Devin brings it up to Tony, and Tony says, I don't know, all these years, Banana's been looking out for me. And they show one clip of Banana saying, I got your back. Right? And mm-hmm. they hug. And that's because they've ignored the hundreds of other clips where Bananas has kind of not been on his side. And I sat there screaming at the TV, like, wake up, Tony. Like, you're so close to being woke.
But clearly he was. Like, you can say one thing, but think another.
Well, I'm going to make an argument for Tony not being woke at the end of this episode. So remind me of that.
Okay.
But yeah. So I'm like screaming, wake up, Tony. This guy would throw you in. You're the first person he'd throw in. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. in an invasion of the chant, like,
Tony's not safe.
No, never. Has never been. He's just been safe by default because there's been other people that have been going. But yeah. And yeah. Tony's always gotten himself into the ring.
Yeah.
Without Bananas having to do anything. But if it came down to it, first one on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I really wanted him to wake up. Yeah. But he's almost there.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So should we get into Devin spilling the beans?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So Devin, you know, Devin goes to Nelson.
He rocked the houseboat.
Yep. Tells Nelson about Kaylee and Banana's secret hookup.
Uh-huh.
Nelson then tells everyone.
Right.
Essentially.
Right.
Goes to the girls' room, fucking tells the girls.
Yeah.
Which.
Brilliant move on Devin's part.
Is enough, really, but then he keeps telling more people. Right. And, like, yeah. And, seems like by the time they're ready to go to the bar, everyone knows the dirty little secret.
Right. I even have this note here. And then they go drinking, all capital.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was already, shit was already going to hit the fan already.
And then they, like,
and then they go fed drinking?
Them booze.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was, you can tell, I also have to mention, you can tell that Nelson is truly upset.
Yeah,
like there are moments where he's like where he's trying to play it off like he's not that upset, like when he's talking to Bananas and patting him on the shoulder, but his voice is like cracking.
Yeah.
Poor Nelson.
Yeah, poor Nelson.
Like
he
Devin,
liked her.
Yeah, totally. And Devin totally like Devin and Nelson cannot be friends
right.
because Devin totally fucking
annihilated him.
Yeah, just used Nelson's emotions to fucking beat Bananas, essentially.
Yeah. Quote, sure to be the most demoralizing defeat of his sad life. That's one of the quotes early on that I really liked.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
This is sure to be the most demoralizing defeat of his sad life.
So,
and then Johnny's shocked that he got thrown into the Inquisition. Just, like, couldn't even, like, you saw him start to, like, unravel.
Because he knows the risks.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
But like everyone's like, hey, don't worry, you're not going in. You know, you're just in the Inquisition. No
right.
one's saying your name. You're
right.
not going any further than
right.
this. We put you in there to appease people. It's done.
Right.
And then, of course, they're all fucking lying ass bitches. So Kaylee admits to Kara and Kyle that
yeah.
it happened.
But even before she admits that. Johnny admits it without admitting it. He says, he's talking about how this rumor that everybody's making up. So what if I got drunk and made out with her in a dark corner of some house at some day at 3 a.m. when she was wearing this outfit and that, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
it was
yeah.
so specific
yeah. yeah,
that it was obvious that there was truth in there.
And then even when Kaylee and Bananas are kind of like arguing a little bit.
That, yes.
They were totally flirting. Like,
well, no, that pissed me off. That whole scene where he's gaslighting her and telling her that she's making it up. No.
Oh, come the fuck on. Like, nope. Gaslighting her. You cannot read the fucking situation. Did you see their fucking faces at the end of that? They probably went and fucked in the bathroom again.
No, but did you see where it escalated by the end of the episode? He was totally gaslighting her by making her the scapegoat for everyone else by not coming out and saying, yeah, we made out, and it was 3 days into this whole thing, and it didn't mean anything, and it was before I started talking to Natalie, and it was before she started talking to Nelson. He could have just said that.
When it's just him and her talking, he starts, like, breaking down and starts, like, you know, making the jokes and stuff.
That's not how I read it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I say, look at the body language at the end of that scene.
I say, you look at the way the situation ended and the way she...
It certainly doesn't end well, but, like, who knew that it was going to go that fucking... It didn't go that bad because of bananas.
It certainly... He had a huge part in it by not coming out and saying anything, by not defusing the situation immediately, by instead putting his tail between his legs and ignoring Natalie, not talking about it, making it seem as if even Kaylee was in on the joke or making up the rumor herself, knowing full fucking well that he kissed her.
Yeah, well, like, I'm not calling Bananas a hero here, but yeah, he, like, was totally covering his own ass and shit. But, like, that's Bananas. He's done that a million times in the past.
And what's sad is that he would have covered his own ass much better if he had just come out and admitted it. If he had just said, it was nothing. It was no big deal. Why are you guys like, it happened, but what is everybody...
You're absolutely right.
It would have totally covered his ass better.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you. Wait. Can you play that part again? Can we edit it back in?
In fact, I'm cutting that.
No.
You'll never hear it.
Then I quit.
This file is corrupt.
No.
I'm throwing this recorder out the window. Here's the thing. Natalie tries giving, like, Banana shit. Like, you haven't come and talk to me about this.
Don't get me started on Natalie.
But, like, what would have been the good time for Bananas to mention that to Natalie? Like Bananas has this somewhat casual hookup with Kaylee early on in the show. It's like a first 3 day thing, you know? It's like everyone meeting people, new and exciting. It doesn't go anywhere. Bananas goes more for Natalie after that. Like, he realizes, like, oh, Natalie
fine,
is.
Fine.
In the same way that Kyle was like, you know what? I made a mistake
with Marie. Fine.
Kara,
we're on the same
really
page. Totally fine.
So,
but what you're failing to realize is that by isolating Kaylee, by not admitting to it and not having her back on that it even happened at all, isolated her and allowed everybody else in the house, all the girls, to then demonize her.
Fair, but again, he didn't know that shit was going to go that crazy. And, like, it could have just been something that they all denied, that they both denied, you know, but, like...
Yeah, but when you go back into the history of everything, when you go back into the history of Evan and Kenny, no, if you go back far into Johnny Banana's history, I know you hate the term gaslighting, but that's what really was happening. He was saying to her, whether or not he was joking about it, he didn't ever say...
He was not trying to twist her mind or anything.
He was saying... Why this rumor you're making up? Why it didn't happen? You know, he was saying all of the things.
Look at their faces.
Body language doesn't count. It's the words that he's saying. You're making this up. Why are you making this up? I don't know what weird game you're playing. That is the classic definition of gaslighting. To say that what you're remembering is not how it happened, and you're wrong.
That is like Bananas. It looks like any other time Bananas has ever flirted, like, on camera before.
Mm.
It, like, he's him and Natalie have had similar situations in this season.
I disagree. I disagree with the intention behind it, and I disagree with how it, how Kaylee was interpreting it.
I don't know. I think you're reading something that wasn't there.
No, I'm not, because she came right after the banana scene to sit with the girls, and she was already heated when she sat with the girls. Like, you can't tell me where to sit. Like, she was already.
Hey,
realizing
we don't know how
editing, yeah, etc. But still, it played in the way that it played out. Johnny's denial played a huge part.
But, like, I still say that there's no good time for Bananas to admit to hooking up with Kaylee to Natalie,
except for when it came out And he could have said, that thing, that one kiss that we had in the bathroom, that wasn't a big deal. That was before Natalie. But that's not...
It's true, but that's not Banana style. Exactly. Banana not is in his... deny till you die.
Yeah, exactly. Time. Exactly. Like, gaslight till you die. Deny till you die. If he had a strong moral character or a strong fiber.
He won't admit to things on camera, but that doesn't mean that everyone... Like, that he's not, like...
Then
like
why is he on
talking
camera?
With a wink?
If he's going to be the greatest competitor in challenge history on the most challenges... If you're not going to reveal yourself, if you're going to, I don't know.
That's always what's been frustrating about him is that you know he's full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's full of shit.
And he's successful. And that's what's so hateable
take him out.
About him. I know, man. Let me get Devin on the line.
Right. Oh, this would be great with an interview with Devin.
I know.
Whatever podcast gets Devin, congratulations.
Yeah, seriously. Ugh.
I would ask Devin about that shot that they have of him drinking his tea with his pinky up or his wine.
It was beer.
Oh, it was a beer with his pinky up.
Yeah, that was
watching.
Devin always knows when he is on camera.
Watching the wreckage of the house crumble around him.
Now, when shit starts hitting the fan for Johnny, Kara mentions how she's not happy about it because Johnny has her back. When the fuck did Kara and Johnny get so chummy?
She's the female Tony. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, Kara, you're fooling yourself, girl.
All of a sudden, you're the most senior vet, so Johnny has your back, and you're just falling for it?
Right.
What the fuck?
Does she not remember last week when he would not let her be in the Troika and promised her he wouldn't say her name?
See, Kara is...
She won last week's challenge. It was because of her. Do you know what I mean? Why do people think Johnny has their back? Why? Because
they're fools.
They're fools. Okay, so...
So around here is where Kayla and Jemmy start riling shit up.
Okay, first, yeah. And let's go into it, because I have really strong feelings about this, as do you. Usually you're the only one who gets weirdly passionate, and I stay more even. But today I think we're equally passionate on opposite sides.
Interesting. Interesting that you think we're going to take opposite sides.
I know we are, because of already what you're saying about Johnny and Kaylee.
Okay, we'll go.
Okay, well, I was...
You want to
go?
I want to go.
Go.
Yeah. Kayla and Jemmy are just being complete assholes. Like, what fucking business is it of theirs?
Exactly.
Who Kaylee fucks.
Exactly.
You know?
And they didn't even fuck, is the thing. Is that when they admit to it... When Johnny admits to it accidentally in his confessional, so what if I kissed her in a dark room somewhere? He's only admitting to kissing her. And then when she says all that happened was we snogged, which is kissing, I think, I'm pretty sure, and they even reenact it, they didn't even fuck. They just kissed.
They just kissed, but even if they did fuck, what business is
exactly.
it of either of theirs?
Yeah, exactly.
And as if either of them haven't thrown it around within the first 3 days of being on the fucking television show.
Right.
Jemmy and Kayla.
Yeah, they didn't come out so good. I don't like
these
girls.
And I like both of them.
I do too.
And they looked like shit in this episode.
Yeah, they looked like mean girls.
Yeah.
It wasn't their best episode.
And I don't even like that term mean girls, because that makes it seem like it is confined to like a high school. They were being assholes. They're
being
a bunch
assholes.
Of fucking assholes.
Yeah. It's a group mentality thing. Like, I can't forgive Jemmy, because Jemmy seems to have her head screwed on straight, and she knows sort of where – she knows the reality of things. You know what I mean? She's clear-minded. Whereas Kay –
You're forgiving Jemmy?
I am.
Jemmy was the one grabbing the suitcase.
I understand. But Kayla has a history of not speaking
– Can I say Kayla's probably 10 years younger than Jemmy?
Well, sure.
Why hasn't Jemmy grown up yet?
Well, Jemmy has grown up. This is the only incident I can recall in Jemmy, in the recent past at least, where she's done anything that I disagreed with. And I'm willing to forgive her. And I'm willing to forgive Kayla. It's unfortunate how it all transpired.
Mm-hmm.
And they did look like shit. And it was not really nice. And especially because we saw it unfold the way we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw that it wasn't a big deal. And that we saw this avalanche on Kaylee. I'm sure it didn't unfold that way.
It was all Kayla and Jemmy making it a big deal.
Well, and then don't forget Natalie. Like, Natalie at first didn't care. And then as they're talking, she's starting to care more. I don't even think she honestly really even likes bananas. But it was just the pack mentality.
Yeah. And even, she wasn't... she didn't touch the bed. She didn't touch the suitcase. She was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, just watching, like, as... And I'm sure it probably felt good, like, these girls standing up for her, taking her side.
And that's probably where their head was, so I'm not as willing to say they look like shit as much as, you know, as it was a pack mentality that escalated and avalanched in a way that we probably didn't see it properly.
I'll say, here's the thing. When they threw her bed over the balcony, fine. That's fine.
Right.
We've seen that shit before. Yeah. They're like, you know, Wes did that to CT.
Yeah.
That's just, you
know. Cara Maria did that to, who was it? Jordan in the Redemption House.
That's just, like, they're grabbing, like, some mattress that was provided by the house. It's not a big deal. Oh, when they grabbed her shit.
Oh, the personal stuff. That's what Cara Maria threw in of Jordan. But, yeah, when they grab her personal stuff, yeah.
Did Cara throw Jordan's
Oh, in the pool,
I forgot
remember?
About that. And that's a long-running tradition.
Yeah. But you're right. Like, when you're in a challenge house for 6 to 8 weeks or even longer, and you have one bag of your personal items, everything else is, like, not yours. You don't have anything from home.
Mm-hmm.
You have clothes that you have to wear every day that aren't yours or your uniforms. You take your personal items seriously. They don't know what's in that bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, and the bag itself. Like, yeah, I'm sure it survived that. Like, not that fucking matters, but really, but, you know. That, like, oh, great. So now my fucking suitcase is fucking shattered.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You fucking assholes.
Yeah. For something that she had no part in anything.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything wrong. That's the thing, is if she'd been hooking up with Bananas consistently, even though she was talking to Nelson, I truly believe it happened before.
Yeah. It happened day three.
Yeah.
So can I say this? Kaylee got there first. So... Like, of course, like, Natalie talks about how Kaylee was never nice to her. Of course Kaylee's not going to be that very nice to you. Like maybe Kaylee had a thing for Bananas, but
and never chose Natalie.
And Bananas chose Natalie. So, of course, she's not going to be super nice to you, right. Natalie. You two probably aren't going to be the best of friends this season, because she's probably still a little sore about it. You know, but
even if she had any feelings for Bananas whatsoever, which I don't think she did... I really don't. I really think it was just like a drunken thing.
That's fair. Like, fair too. But, like, also, you're probably not going to be super close with Bananas and the person that he's currently hooking up with. Because it will just feel awkward.
Right.
Like,
or have no feelings whatsoever because you didn't really care about Bananas anyway.
Fair. That's fair too. Yeah.
But the point is, I think we both agree that Kaylee did nothing wrong. Like, it's not as if she was going behind anyone's back to do anything wrong.
No, absolutely
And all of
not.
A sudden, everybody in the house is ganging
and,
up on
like,
her.
And, like, they're saying, like, why didn't Kaylee go and tell Natalie? Well, maybe she thought, like, oh, well, Natalie and Bananas seem to maybe have something nice going on, so I'm not going to fucking ruin it with, like...
For no reason.
For no reason by, like, bringing up the fact that I got there first, purely just making her feel bad and blah, blah,
right.
blah. Like... She was handling it with some dignity, with some class, not fucking spilling their business. Do you really want everyone to know that the guy that you're now hooking up with fucked someone else 3 days before the two of you had your magic moment? Natalie, do you really want that? Not that I think that Natalie even really is
not
into Bananas.
Agreed, and not that I think that Kaylee was ever into Bananas, and that's what's so stupid about it is when Bananas is like, I do love two girls fighting over me, that's him gaslighting. He is, he's purposely, I see you
feel,
shaking your head.
I feel that.
He's purposely misreading the situation into what it's not, so that he.
I feel that you're on the right track in saying that neither of those girls are that into Bananas.
They weren't. Nobody
and
is.
Like, that's why neither of them made that big of a deal out of it. When, like, all this shit came out, the people that made the big deal out of it were Kayla and Jemmy and Brittany.
And they heated up, whether intentionally or not, they heated up Natalie.
And Natalie didn't even get that heated, though. Natalie never had any confrontations with Kaylee.
You're right.
Towards...
But I'm saying with her little quips like, yeah, I am bothered. I don't want her to sleep in the room. Like, the little things like that further ignited them to continue their...
You're right. And they were, like, because they were, like, building her up to hate Kaylee, you know?
It's unfortunate. Spoiler alert, Kaylee went home at the end. That was the last thing we saw, was that she chose to go home. She went to a hotel, and rightfully so. Like, I don't know.
I think she should have stuck it out.
No. Can you imagine being in the house with that much... anger towards you? Why? That's not,
like,
what she's there to do.
Especially because of the reaction to the, like, of the entire house to, like, Kayla to Kayla, essentially, we see that the house did not necessarily approve of her actions. They would have been on Kaylee's side. Kaylee would have been walking in, kind of the victim that people are trying to take a little bit of care of now. You know, you got a little bit of a raw deal. We're looking out for you this week. Bananas is gone. You don't have to worry about that. Kayla's going next.
I understand that, but she's being her first challenge. Oh, I probably would have been the same. Like, what's the point? Like, why am I doing this for this? I don't want this.
I get it, but she, I'm here to, like, play a game. I don't know. I was a fan of hers, so was I. I don't want to, like, just, like, she seemed like she seemed tough and, like,
yeah.
So I was disappointed when she
decided
to throw it in. And TJ being like, okay, I respect that. When have you ever seen TJ be like, I respect the fact that you're walking away? And I get this was an odd circumstance, but still, like, people should have gathered around her and tried to, like...
Here's the people I have on my list.
Support her to stay.
The people who I will transfer my... I didn't even really have feelings towards Kaylee one way or the other until this week, really.
And I liked
now
Kaylee.
I liked her enough.
She's
I didn't hate her.
She's super hot, so...
Okay.
That endeared me to her.
So, my love of Kaylee now is transferred to my newfound respect for Killer Cam, which is...
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Which is like, you MVP handle it one-on-one. Yeah. Handle it one-on-one, no ganging up, go down there, Kaylee,
mm-hmm.
or Kayla,
like,
and handle it.
Literally got into it and was like, Kayla,
yeah.
come downstairs
I
right
respect
now.
That so much.
100%.
Yeah, and then I also respected Cara Maria, who in the moment of the fight, not the next day in confessional, but in the moment, she's like, what did you do that for? Why did you throw that? That's really dumb. That's
yeah.
not really nice. That's not right. So I respected Cara Maria for being level-headed enough to see that in the moment
mm-hmm.
and not getting heated or getting involved.
Yeah.
I also respected Kyle, who was always on, from the moment the suitcase was thrown, he's on Kaylee's side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, and then Leroy in confessionals, you know.
Mm-hmm. And at the breakfast table the next
yeah.
day,
yeah.
saying, like, Kayla, if that was your stuff.
You know you would have lost
yeah,
your shit.
100%.
Yeah.
Nicole being, like.
Nicole as well, yeah.
Quick reacting, that like, grabbing.
Holding her down
Kaylee.
So that it didn't escalate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, can we talk about Natalie seeing Johnny's character, okay, and her, like, newfound alliance with Nelson?
Do you think she was cast, like, putting that out there? Just in case Johnny went home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Natalie,
oh,
you
yeah.
fucking genius.
Yeah,
you evil goddamn
she's
genius.
She's Devin. That's why Devin hates her.
Natalie's a fucking contender. If she fucking, like, becomes a regular on this show.
Yeah. Maybe after a couple seasons, then she'll be a contender. I don't think she's... I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know if she'll make it all the way this time.
I feel like if she were to make it to the final, she would have trouble at the final.
Yeah.
But I feel like... It would only, like, she would just then know, like, oh, this is what I have to
prepare,
what I'm up against
yeah.
next season. Because I could totally see her making it to the final. She's done good in challenges.
I think she's maybe she's a baby politicker who could probably be a professional politicker eventually, but she's not a great
You're
competitor.
Right. She's rough politicking at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little rough around
and
the
edges.
And
she's not especially a strong competitor. Like, if you put her in. An elimination against Cam, against Cara Maria, against Jenna next season if she comes back. Like, she's not going to come out a winner. So then we go into the Inquisition, where Leroy, Nelson, and Johnny Bananas have to fight for their lives.
I like that, was it Tony that started it out with, like, so tell me?
Why you should stay.
No, it was like a joke on, like, Bananas spill the tea thing.
Oh,
tell me
yeah.
what you know.
Right,
that,
right.
Like, that...
So from hero to legend, we go to the elimination.
Zach has some truly awful interviews.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he is so corny sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah, Bananas gets two votes, and Nelson gets one. Bananas is going in.
Yep. And he just is floored. You can tell in his confessional or his interview, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He just is stammering. He's like, yeah,
because that's how you scare him.
Yeah,
like, he is scared of going in,
and he knew it was a puzzle, and he's like, fuck.
Bananas, like I've said it a million times, Bananas plays a smart game, and he knows that going in is a huge
mm-hmm.
wow, it's a huge gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're rolling the dice every single time, and he has lost a lot of dice rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like,
I believe that Devin would have won no matter what the challenge was. He had the fire. He had the hunger.
The confidence.
The confidence.
He had already thrown bananas for like a couple of loops.
He was already, exactly. He was above bananas psychologically in that moment. Mm-hmm. Even if it had been a physical challenge, I think he'd shaken bananas up enough.
Yeah, he shook things up in the house so much and then also managed to get bananas voted in. Like everything was
aligned.
Going his way.
Yeah.
And like, you know, what? Nothing to he stop his win. Luck. You
exactly.
Know? Everyone knows that if you're on a hot streak, that hot streak's not going to end.
Yeah.
Bananas knows it. Devin knows it.
Yeah.
Bam.
So Tony is the lucky vote who gets to vote bananas in. And his dumb speech that he wrote. it's like, stop trying to. Yeah. You know. It's
that,
like.
That is probably what pisses bananas off.
Right.
He's like adding insult to injury.
That dumb speech that's harder to follow and.
Where so he's essentially making it seem like bananas is safe and he's going to vote in Nelson.
Yeah.
And then turns it around, which is the worst thing to do to someone you claim is your friend.
Right.
And like you, who you're pretending to be like broken up about having to vote bananas in.
Bananas
and then you fucking like do it like.
So I'm sorry, Nelson.
And the old
bananas.
Switcheroo.
Right. So silly. But then that wink, that slow motion wink to, Devin.
That was an interesting wink.
That was my favorite moment of the whole show.
I bet it was. I have to say, I hate it when TJ parents the cast.
I don't.
Why?
Dad bod.
Okay, so I guess it seems extra legit these days when he parents the cast.
No, because they needed it. They needed it.
You know what? Like, I'll say I hate it when he does it, but maybe you're right. Maybe, like, you. Maybe not only does the cast need it, maybe MTV is like, we need to be fucking telling people
mm-hmm.
out there
mm-hmm.
that it's not right to. Like,
well,
maybe
just did.
Everyone has to.
Yeah,
like, is now feeling the need to, like.
After what happened last season, they're not going to risk it, I don't think. But here's the thing. You're right. When he parents the cast, like, why not before? And there's been many of other instances of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So why not before?
In fact, I bet that someone has left because of situations just like this where he has fucking talked down to them for making that decision.
Quitting.
I guarantee it,
I bet
actually.
We can find that. But in this case, you know, it's a whole new world. And bullying, because of everything that's going on in this country right now, in America, with schools and everything, ..
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be said that if we're putting that on TV where all these girls gang up and in the editing room, when you're looking at it as a bigger picture and you're realizing like, oh, it just snowballed on a girl who had no control over it. There was nothing she could have done to make these girls happy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. She had no agency in it. She could have said, what, we kissed. It was no big deal. And they still wouldn't have been happy with that.
Yeah, in fact, the whole thing escalated with her nowhere around any of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she didn't get to put in, like, a cent
mm-hmm.
before the fucking suitcase goes over the
balcony. before Kayla's already saying, go back to the UK, we don't like you.
Yeah.
So, in an instance like that, when you're looking at the bigger picture and you're watching it snowball and avalanche, it does really closely resemble bullying, if it isn't bullying, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so it needed to be said, I think. What about Devin's confessional? He's an old man. Probably can't even see the board. Hope he bought his glasses.
That was funny, yeah.
That was good. Do you think he writes his one-liners on paper or just in his head?
Probably just in his head.
Just in his head. You don't think he writes them down at
I
night?
I don't know. They don't
in
seem,
his bed?
They don't seem well edited.
What about his final one? I mean, we're going to talk about that. We'll get there.
It depends. Here's the thing. The interviews, he probably has some one-liners written down.
Yeah.
But for his celebratory, like, after beating bananas, I'm pretty sure that was all.
Oh, yeah. And I want to get back to one thing he said before when he won some other elimination a few seasons back. Remember when he, like, kept going in and kept winning or not going in for some reason? Like, he was always safe every week for some reason, even though he was the layup.
I kind of remember what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
Well, at that point when he won something, he said, I think it was that season where he said, excuse me, but I prefer to win as if I've won before. Or was that Wes who said that? I don't think it was Wes. I think it was Devin who said, I prefer to win as if I've won before. So not like with a huge display of like macho, you know, hitting things and hitting your chest and hooting and hollering.
Mm-hmm.
But when he beats bananas, that's exactly what he does. It's just euphoric. What do you say, Nirvana?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's hard to hold back when, like,
when everything goes your way.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really hard to be a good sport.
Yeah.
Especially when you just like slaughtered like a bad sport. Yeah. Like when you just like your arch enemy bananas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to like fucking rub it in your face and shit.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the elimination.
You mean Not So Bright?
Not So Bright.
The object of the game, you get to hit a button that will light up your wall. And on your wall are a few pre-lit lights on your wall. When you let go of your button, all the lights shut off. And the object is to light every light on your wall before the other guy.
I think Devin is more clearly an organized mind. Like someone said, he was very much like Rain Man. I think he like looks at things like that more than Bananas does. So it was really easy challenge for him to like compartmentalize each section of the wall from, you know, so that he's filling in one thing first and then doing the next part and then the next part.
That's fair. Yeah. But with that being said, it's not a terribly hard challenge.
It's not. You're right. Physically, not a physical challenge.
Or mentally either.
Or mentally.
It was pretty simple. But a good challenge. Yeah. I liked it.
I loved how there was completely silent. Everyone, with possibly the exception of Kaylee, was running back and forth, just, you know, like stunned, like what's going to happen.
Yeah, like which is interesting because usually people on your team will like be giving you hints as to what you're supposed to, but no one's saying anything.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't know. Everybody had something at stake here. If they rooted for Devin. Everybody, I think, believed Bananas was going to come back. And so if they rooted for Devin, they were afraid maybe Bananas was going to remember that. You know what I mean?
Probably.
So they just...
But they certainly didn't want... I think they all wanted Bananas to go.
Oh, of course. You know? And there's probably also the added shock that it might actually happen, too.
Yeah.
So everybody just didn't want to say anything and distract Devin or anger Banana. Like, just let it play out. My favorite, though, is Kyle saying, I can't even remember what happened 2 seconds ago.
Kyle's cool.
Yeah, I like Kyle. I've grown to like Kyle.
Yeah. I feel sorry about talking all that shit earlier.
His beard looks great. He looks great. He looks good.
So, Bananas loses by 3 lights.
Yeah. No, I think it was more. It was like 4 or 5.
It was like, you
there was
see the
two
him,
in the middle.
You see, oh, really?
Yeah, there was 2 in the middle that he hadn't yet addressed.
Oh, shit. Like, I only saw the 3 on the
No, I think there was 2 in the middle and then.
Well, shit, you fucked it up, Bananas. You fucking lost hard. 5 lights behind? You suck.
Maybe, unless I'm wrong. My favorite quote of the night, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tony when he said, I don't know if I started a new vendetta with Bananas. You fucking don't know?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. His instance of not being woke.
You
don't know?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying Tony is not ever going to be a huge threat on the show because he just like...
You truly don't know, Tony?
Wipe the drool off your bottom lip, Tony.
Right. Like, how? You don't know? That's all I got to say about that. And my second favorite quote of the night was Zach saying, well, now the Bananas is gone, everybody's clear to everyone that I'm the strongest player. Like, literally no one's thinking about you at all.
Seriously.
Except for Jenna at home with her ankle.
Yeah.
Although he is a strong competitor, maybe it will work out that he's in the final, but right at this moment, it's not about you, Zach.
No, not at all. And I still don't see that, like, him being able to lug his giant body up a hill, you know?
No, he's. I think he's leaner now than he was before.
That could be, but, like, still.
I think he's done a lot of cardio. He knows how to work out a cramp. All right, so what's going to happen?
I don't know.
God knows.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Hard to say.
I know the black shirts are coming back next episode.
That's true. Nicole's going to break down and cry.
Because Laurel's there to kick her ass.
Aww.
Frank's back.
I don't like Frank.
I know you don't, but I do. Saw Frank at the cafe once. Did I tell you that?
At the cafe where you work? You should give the listeners context.
Yeah, the cafe where I work. Saw him there.
I remember that. I remember not caring then either.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of old challenge people, did I tell you... that an old Real Worlder and Challenge cast member, Karamo, is one of the cast members of the newest iteration of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
No, you did not.
I didn't?
No.
Yeah, Karamo.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he was on Real World Philadelphia.
Why are you watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's called Queer Eye now.
Oh, why are you watching Queer Eye?
I don't know. I used to like it.
They even took the straight out of the title.
Well, now it's for all of us, not just the straight guy. Wasn't everything? It wasn't everything for the straight guy back then.
Isn't it all back
in
still?
Back in the late 90s. Isn't but it all now, still? Now, now, Queer Eye can be for everyone.
I don't think Queer Eye for the straight guy was in the late 90s. I think it was in the 2005. Early 2000s.
Oh, was it 2000? No.
I remember when I first moved to LA.
I feel like it was still on when I was in high school. But yeah, anyway. So Karamo, tune in to Queer Eye to see former challenger Karamo tuning people up.
Karamo, that's a crazy name.
It's a good name.
Okay, let's talk about...
Karamo was on the season with Landon.
Oh, okay. I love Landon.
Yeah, we all love Landon.
All right, let's talk about the reunion. Do you want to talk about the reunion?
What reunion?
The Vendetta's reunion. It was filmed today. Or a lot yesterday.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, or maybe today. Yeah. So it hasn't been filmed.
New York or
I
LA?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's in New York.
Maybe sometimes it's in LA.
Oh, is it?
Sometimes.
Oh, well, then I don't know. So maximum drama there.
Do you think they try to film it after a high drama episode? So everyone will have just watched it air? And
of
then,
course.
Yeah,
of
and
course.
Then be like going in white hot.
Yeah. Of course. Why would they do it now with like half a season still left?
Right.
I've stopped following all the socials because I've been so busy lately. And like I wanted to, I heard, so the spoiler that I accidentally read on Reddit was that Bananas is going home. That Devin was going to send Bananas home.
Right, but you had known that Bananas didn't win and that he was going
home. I knew that he was going home a couple of weeks ago because of that
the
post,
whole flag thing.
The post that he had on, that Melissa had on her Instagram wearing a flag. She was naked under a flag, and everybody knew that when Bananas left, she had taken that flag. Wait, everybody knew that when Bananas left, he had taken that flag with him. Everyone in the house knew that. And then when she was naked on Instagram under that flag, people started speculating that they were a couple and like, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, by reading Instagram, Melissa's Instagram after she was eliminated, unfortunately in the comments, I found out that Bananas was going home, which was not my intention. I don't like spoilers.
That's a bummer.
So, yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Did you see the parody picture that Bananas posted on Instagram of him laying under the flag?
No, I didn't, but I'm glad I did not.
With wine?
With wine?
You would love it.
I don't know that I would. I really
you being such a Bananas fan.
No, because you know what? I like good TV. I like good drama. I like good conflict. This show checks that box for me. I'm not watching this as like a sports guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not watching this with like stats and like power moves. I'm watching it more for the drama and the conflict and the interpersonal, like how that.
Although we are in fantasy leagues.
Well, yeah. But
we're
not
currently dominating.
Well, so when things like this happen, I'm more about the personal relationships and how this human being can to another human being act this way, and that's so. Although I had no feelings about Bananas before, outside of the show, you know, like I didn't hate him. Like he's a great antagonist in the show. So therefore, it works. Let's do talk about this post that I read on Reddit. Ready?
Yeah.
And it's posted by somebody named Aldi Brand, which I really thought was really interesting. He or she says, "Bullying is a strategy, and the format of the show encourages it," which is kind of true. 2 against 1, 3 against 1 alliances. The Inquisition. Who was it they all ganged up on? Vic, when Shane just threw Vic in under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah. The thing that made this different was that she truly was innocent. Like, there was nothing she could have done. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
She couldn't have done anything. She couldn't fight back because they were out of their minds.
And it wasn't really gameplay related.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But from hero to legend, I agree. Devin, my hat's off to you.
Yeah, congratulations, Devin.
Congratulations, Devin. Congratulations,
all the
Tony.
Fell into place.
Tony's balls grew.
The stars aligned.
Tony's balls dropped.
Tony's
six
balls didn't
inches.
Grow. Tony was just been manipulated by another person.
I disagree with that. I think when he said, "Listen, I want to keep my family in the lifestyle they're accustomed to, and I need this. Like, there's no way I'm going to win with when he's here." I'm like, "Yeah, you wised up finally." Like, you got someone. This is what Corey and Hunter and Nelson have always dreamed of. This is what they spank to. If I could get a live of Corey watching tonight's Mm-mm. episode, I would pay for that.
That would have been cool.
That would have been great. But, oh well.
Oh well. We should try to get a Corey interview.
To see
like,
what he thinks?
Because, like, no one's going to be trying to get Corey on an interview, like, this week, and we'll be like...
We'll try it.
Well...
I'm all for trying it. So, if you had to pick your
hard
three...
Balls, if you hard to, balls all interview long. Sorry, go on.
For Corey? Hardball interview? Left, right, and center? If you had to pick your three finalists based on today's episode, who are you leaning towards?
But based on today's episode, that's
or just
tough
based on where
we
stand,
didn't even see Brad,
but where we
episode.
Stand on the episode, where we stand by the end of the episode, who are your three top choices for male and female? If you want me to go, I'll go.
Yeah, you can go.
Okay, for male, let's start with male. My three top choices: Tony, Zach, and Brad. I think those are going to be the three finalists.
I feel like Devin could get there.
You think so?
Devin's gotten there before.
He has gotten there before.
And, you know, people are going to, people might worry a little bit because he just got rid of bananas,
yeah.
You know, so.
I think that cash only lasts so long.
I agree. Yeah. It, and it's not like he got rid of him in a super physical way.
Right.
You know, he just.
Like, he'll be a legend in the house that day, maybe safe the next round, but then it all, yeah, then it's over.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. You're right. But I still think he could potentially do it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because he's good at the game. So let's say Devin, Tony, Kyle.
You're not picking Zach or Brad?
Devin, Tony, Brad.
You're not picking Zach or Kyle? No one's picking Nelson? Nelson.
Ooh, Nelson.
I think Nelson could make it too. Who knows? Who really knows?
I know. I really have no idea. I don't know. Like, all the heaviest hitters are gone, I think. The people left, like Zach and Leroy, have been known to whiff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, swing hard and totally miss it.
That's true. Okay, so girls. Let's do girls. You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to pick Cara Maria, Cam, and I think Natalie. Just because I think she can slimily move her way under the radar enough to somehow end up there. I don't think she'll win, but I'll say... Cara Maria, Cam, and Natalie, because I don't think that Kayla is going to make it in. I don't think that Brittany will make it in. And I don't think that Nicole will make it in. And Jemmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Interesting that you didn't even.
Yeah.
You're just like, at some point, Jemmy will lose something.
Right. Although Jemmy's like the queen of the house, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, strong personalities.
Yeah. So who's going to
excel at these games?
And sometimes be targeted. Yeah.
I was going to say that I could see Kayla going far, but I feel like she's going to have a rough go at it in the next week or two just because, like, she's not especially likable at the moment.
Yeah.
But I would have said, like, Kayla, Cara Maria, and Natalie.
Natalie?
Yeah.
You don't think Cam? I think Cam has really shown. Just in that one elimination she was in, I think she kicked some real serious ass.
I like Cam, but she's still too new, you know.
Maybe you're right. Cara Maria for sure is where my money is.
Although, like, Natalie's new too.
From the vets, Cara Maria, Kayla, and Jemmy. Has Jemmy ever been in a final?
I think so.
Okay.
I think, like, her and Knight and Preston.
Oh, back in the day?
Back in the day.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to, like...
predict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hard. That's why we keep tuning in, eh?
That's why we keep tuning in every week. And we'll do it again next week. Is that it for us?
I think so.
All right. I've said all I have to say, except for Johnny Bananas, grow up.
Yeah.
See you next season.
Yeah. See you next season, Johnny.
See you next season, Bananas.
He's not going anywhere for a
no,
while.
For
he
sure.
said it he said and it in this episode.
I can't wait till Tony and Bananas now. It's funny that his vendetta is not against Devin. As much as it is against Tony now.
Well, because, you know,
yeah,
Bananas knows, you know, don't go up against, don't tussle with Devin. You'll fucking go home. Get on Devin's radar. Yeah. You're in trouble.
It's because, you know why? It's because it's the exact same thing that he had against Sarah, where he would have done, if he had the opportunity, he would have thrown Sarah in, no problem. But she did it to him, and he felt an ownership over the house and the game and the, so... Tony fucked with that sort of respect that he should have had. Do you know what I mean? That's why. It wasn't Devin. You know, Devin had been coming up for him since the beginning. It's because Tony betrayed him, even though Bananas would have done it first in any instance.
Yeah.
If the tables were turned. And Tony, that's the truth. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. You did what you had to do.
You did what you had to do.
You're a man now.
You're a man now. You always were a man to now, me.
Now that you've sent home bananas, go snuggle under Devin's wing.
Oh, that'd be cute. Okay, hottest. We should add a new segment. Hottest guy moment of the show, and then you do hottest girl moment of the show. You ready?
Okay.
Tony's wink.
That's interesting.
Okay, your turn.
Kayla's outfit when she was throwing the bed over the over the balcony.
Lame. All right, this has been You Killed It.
I'm Ryan Kane.
And I'm Efren Jr.
Have a good one.
Bye.